Okay, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, when discussing how to end your Shmona Esrei, in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, the Mechaber says, Korea uposea sholos psios la'acha b'kriya achas. So you take three steps back while you're bowed. The achas shapasa sholos psios be'odo korea. And while, after you've taken those three steps back, while you're still bent forwards, kodem sheyizkof, before you get up, kishiyomar osa sholom roma hofech panav letzad smol, turn your face to the left. Kishiyomar hu yase sholom aleinu hofech panav letzad yamino, turn your face to the right. And then you bow forwards like a servant who is leaving his master. So why do we take three steps back at the end of Shmona Esrei? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Beis Yosef gives a bunch of reasons. And another reason that he suggests is because b'zchus shalosh psios shiras Nebuchadnezzar l'chvod Hashem Yisbarach zachal hachar Beis HaMikdash, because Nebuchadnezzar took three steps towards in honor of Hashem, so therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So that's why we take three steps, and then we daven for the Beis HaMikdash afterwards when we say the Yi Ratzon. But how are you supposed to take these three steps? What's the process? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he says, Tchila Yafsiya Beregal Smol Psiya Ktana. Take a small step, not a full step, a small step. V'achakach Yafsiya B'shal Yamim Psiya Gdola. And then take a big step back with your right foot. And then they meet. So okay, that's the correct process, it appears. You don't take three full steps back. It's a small step first, so now you're basically halfway. And then you take a big step back here, and then the final step, so you're together. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says to do. Chazon Ish didn't do like that. The Dirshu quotes the Chazon Ish that he would do it in a different way. And there are some who take six steps back instead of three steps back, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah says to do it. But if you read the Shulchan Aruch again, so you'll see his lashon is that after you take the three steps back, which you're bowed, which, you know, if you didn't learn Shulchan Aruch, so you don't know to do that, but you bow first and you take three steps back. Kodem sheyizkov kshiyomar osa shalom roma hofech panav letzad smola. What does hofech panav mean? I would think it means turn your face. Hofech panav, turn your face. And then he says, then hofech panav litzad yamino, turn your face. And then, v'achach yishtach ve'lefanav ke'evan aniftar me'rabo, like this, and then get up. But that's not what people do. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I was very surprised. Why all of a sudden I was surprised by this, I don't know. So I looked in the Isha Yisrael, Tfilah Ke'ilchasa, and they all just quote this lashon of hofech panav. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, yateh. So maybe you could say that yate means to tilt your body, not just turn your face, but tilt your body. But I mentioned it to Rav Eisenstein, and he thought yate is the same thing as yatoch panav. He's quoting the same thing, but it's not really what people do. The Levush, the Matan Moshe, they all the poskim say the same language of hofech panav. So I was trying to figure out why that doesn't seem to be the minhag. The minhag seems to be that people bow to the left and bow to the right. They don't just turn like that. So it turns out that it really comes from a Zohar. The Zohar, as understood by the Siddur Rashash and the Ben Ishchai and the Kafa Chaim, all say that you take three steps, you bow with three steps back, and then you get up and bow to the left, and then you get up and bow to the right, and then you get up and bow to the middle. And that's it. It's a Zohar and a Kaf HaChaim. The Zohar doesn't say it straight out, but it's a Kaf HaChaim, a Ben Ishchai, and a Siddur Rashash quoting the Zohar. And somehow that became the minhag. So, what? It's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch Bichlal. And in Rav Ovadia, who you would normally assume would go with the Zohar, I don't know so much about Rav Ovadia, but I would assume that he'd be more noted towards the Zohar, especially Kaf HaChaim, Ben Ishchai, but when his son wrote Halacha Brura, so he brings down Shulchan Aruch and he brings down the Levush, etc., and then he brings down this Zohar and he says, but my father in his Sefer on the Ben Ishchai says to follow Shulchan Aruch. So I looked in this Halichos Olam, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch and then he quotes the Zohar and then he leaves it. He says, but this isn't like the Shulchan Aruch. That's how he ends up. But this isn't like the Shulchan Aruch. So I guess his son understood that means that we should really follow the Shulchan Aruch. But somehow that's not what the minhag is. The minhag Olam seems to be like the Zohar. It's unclear why. The only person that I ever saw that actually just turn their face like that. Rav Ilson does that. I don't know why, but that's what Rav Ilson does it. He just turns his face. There are some people who they'll go back like this and then they'll turn. So maybe you'll say, Yahapoch Panav doesn't just mean to turn your face. It means turn your body. Because the whole point is that you're no saying shalom. Yeah, that's it's based off of the Gemara in Yuma that says that when we leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like you're leaving your master. When you leave the master, you're no saying shalom l'rabo. So I don't know, when you're leaving someone and you're saying goodbye to them, so going like this is probably weird to do. But I don't know, going like this is also probably weird to do. So I'm not really sure. But the minhag is definitely not just to turn your face, even though that's the pashtus and the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. When I asked, in the Gross Face Medrash, I asked Rav Eisenstein, he wasn't sure where it came from. When I asked Rav Miller, he wasn't sure where it came from. When I asked for Bednar, she said, that's just because what we're taught when we're in first grade. So that's how we're taught how to bow. So that's how we continue to do it. And why did this become the minhag? It's unclear why this became the minhag, but that seems to be the minhag. So, you know, should you change what you do? The only thing that you should change if you don't do it is that when you take your three steps back, you should be bowed while you're taking your three steps back. Should you go like this? I guess, if it's hard for you to change or you think, no, Minhag Yisrael Torah, even though I looked in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, yeah, it doesn't bring anything about this. But that does seem to be the minhag. But if you want to call yourself a Shulchan Aruch Jew, and start putting the Shulchan Aruch instead, so then it's clearly not the way that the Shulchan Aruch says it. And if you want to do some research as to how come sometimes the minhag is what the Shulchan Aruch says and sometimes the minhag becomes something entirely different, I'm sure that there's plenty of people that will be interested in that. So that's in terms of how you take these three steps back. What do you do if there's no room to take these three steps back, as in common in many shuls? I assume that if you're davening right over here, you do not have room to take these three steps back. Again, when you take these three steps back, they have to be legitimate steps. The Mishnah Berurah told us how to do it. But when the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, he says that small steps aren't considered steps. He says, Pachos Mishir Zeh, the proper step is Ake Bitzad Gudal, a real step. And Pachu, the Magen Abraham says, Pachos Mishir Zeh, Ein Aleh Hashem Psiya Klal. Ve'ein Lahakel Afilu Hamakom Tsar V'dachuk. Quotes the Magen Abraham that you can't be Mekel even if there's very little room, you can't be Mekel. So what are you supposed to do if you can't be Mekel and there's no room? So the Aruch HaShulchan is what many quote. Rishon Zalman Orbach quotes this Aruch HaShulchan. Shmuel Sonagos quotes this Aruch HaShulchan. And this is what you'll see people do, that they'll go sideways. And that's where it comes from, to go sideways, if there's no room behind you, which is what exists, as we see in many, many shuls, forgetting about if someone is davening behind you, which we'll get to if that's okay. But just in terms of stam, you're davening in a shul, they just put the tables too close to each other because they want to pack in as many people as possible. Again, mitzvah halacha, it doesn't make sense. But when you read the svarim that discuss it, they all say, clearly this is the mitzvah that we live in, that shuls are packing it in. Also, maybe the shuls shouldn't be packing it in like that, and we should be leaving the proper room for people. So when I was learning in Neri Yisrael, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they packed the Beis Medrash with these tables that are thinner than these tables, just so that they could fit as many people in. And you have no room. There's barely even room to take steps sideways because you have a guy right next to you. But that's the pashas in Shulchan Aruch. That's the pashas in the poskim. It's based off of this Aruch HaShulchan. Is if you don't have enough room to take three legitimate steps, as the Mishnah Berurah says, so then you would take the steps diagonally. If there's no room to take the steps diagonally, so the Sharet Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh mekilin b'makom adcha. There's some who are makel to take smaller steps in a pressing situation. Meaning if you're stuck and you have nowhere to go, and the Sharet Zion says this is based off of the Bach, that the Bach says that even smaller steps are considered steps. So again, the hierarchy would be based off this Aruch HaShulchan, that if it's a makom tzar, which again, most shuls are nowadays, so then, if you can't take a legitimate three steps back, so then you would go sideways instead. And if you can't go sideways, so you'd be able to take smaller steps. But again, it's not ideal because the Magen Avraham says that smaller steps aren't even considered steps at all. If you're really stuck and you can't even take small steps and it's a shasat chak, so then you'd be able to say Yosef Shalom Roma, but Yosef Shalom Aleinu, Kol Yisrael Romein, not take your three steps and then leave. It's a shasat chak. Now, how we define a shasat chak is the million-dollar question. It's like a guy asked me this week in yeshiva, what's considered makom mitzvah for shvus to makom mitzvah? And he started coming up with all these, possible heterim that should be allowed because it should be called a makom mitzvah and you could have a goy do anything, etc. So it's the same thing with the shas adchak. How do we define a shas adchak? It's not so simple. No, meaning No, in this case, it's just correct. In this case, it's if you don't have room. But when we'll get to in a second about... Ah, so that's that we'll get to also. We'll get to taking three steps back also. It gets the back wall. Yeah, we'll get to the three steps to start momentarily. So the right now, forgetting about, you know, if you don't have room, but the bigger discussion that happens a lot of times is, what if there's someone that's davening behind you and you want to take your three steps back? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Beis Hey, says that if that you can't take three steps back if someone is in the middle of davening behind you within Dalet Amos. There's a different iser entirely of walking in front of someone who's davening. And so even if you were in the middle, you start a Shmona Esrei, if you take your three steps back and you're going to be within his Dalet Amos now, so then that's going to be a problem. And even if the guy behind you has a long Shmona Esrei, it's too bad. So the Tshuva Slan Hagos and many other Svarim say that the person who has a long Shmona Esrei should be self-aware, and he should know if he has a long davening, then he should try to daven in the front of the shul and make sure that no one is davening in front of him, because it's not nice. Especially if you know that the people in your shul aren't knowledgeable and don't know this halacha. I couldn't believe it. I saw quoted this sefer, Dalet Amos Shel Tefila. So I figured it's probably a small kuntres, Dalet Amos Shel Tefila. How much is there on it? It's 200 pages. The 200 page sefer just on the halachas of walking in front of someone who's davening, sitting next to someone who's davening, all the kulas that exist. I did not read the entire thing, but he said in his Hakdama, he writes, because even Yerei Shamayim are not makbid on this halacha, and he doesn't know why it became a thing that people aren't makbid on, so he decided, and his Rabbanim told him, he needs to write this this sefer in order to encourage people to be makbid on it. But the person himself should be self-aware to not daven. If he has a long Shmona Esrei, he should daven in the front. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says the Shulchan the Tshuva Zman Hagos has a lashon of that he's a chote if he's a machti because he's causing other people to take their three steps back, etc. In that Dalet Amos. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I say. That person has to be aware. Even if when you be allowed to, you know, you're waiting for the person behind you to finish. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Gimel says you can only take your three steps back after the guy finished his bows. Sometimes you see him take his three steps back, so then you take your three steps back also. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not, his Shmona Esrei is not complete until he actually says Osa Shalom, etc. And finishes his Shmona Esrei entirely. So when you're waiting, you should, you know, watch that, make sure that you wait until he bows in order to take your three steps back. So apparently not, since this is something that's kavua as part of your Shmona Esrei, these tefilos become part of your Shmona Esrei, so then it's as though the Shechina is still there. For purposes of answering Kaddish and Kedusha, etc., it's done. But for purposes of the Shechina still being there, whatever that means, for this halacha, Mishnah Berurah says you have to wait until he's done bowing. If the guy behind you is done, he's waiting for the guy behind him to finish, so then the Az Nidburu and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both say that you'd be able to take three steps back. Shlomo Zalman says it's not ideal, but that's what the minhag seems to be. Yeah.
So the two steps have to be exactly two steps back?
So again... Again, if you're taking three steps back diagonally, because as we said, you have no room, so then it's not going to matter if the guy behind you is... One of the things that you're allowed to do, b'shas hadchak, if you need to leave, you need to go to the bathroom, or you need to go duchen, there's a mitzvah of some sort, so then if the guy behind you is still davening, we'll see you're allowed to take diagonal steps. So if you need to take diagonal steps anyway, because there's no room behind you, so then if it's a pressing situation that you have a need to leave, so then it will be okay. But if you stomp, just you don't like standing there, so then you wouldn't be able to rely on that in that situation. So the lechatchila, it's in all areas, but we generally, the minhag is definitely to be mekel that it's only if he's, you know, behind you. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yep. Until the guy, exactly. Exactly. I don't know why. When I was younger, for some reason, when I learned these halachas, I thought I remembered learning that if the guy came late and started behind you, then you don't have to. But that's not true. All the poskim say that's not true. It's not nice of him, because you like you dafka daven in that place because there was no one behind you and you wouldn't have to wait, and then he came in late and started daven behind you. Okay, it's not nice of him, but the halacha is you have to wait for him even if he came late, and even if he came, you know, super late, it doesn't matter. It's not a heter to walk into his dalat amos. Again, if it's a shas adchak, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Chaim Kanievsky, Kodin Yishei Yisrael say that you'd be allowed to step diagonally. But if you can't even take diagonal steps, so then you could just say Oseh Shalom without taking the steps and leave. If you really, in such a you know, there's such a shas adchak. Again, how you define what shas adchak is difficult to explain, but each situation is obviously different. Chaim Kanievsky says if you're waiting to take your three steps back, you don't have to keep your feet together. If you finish your Shmona Esrei and you're just waiting to take the three steps back, and I mean, ideally, I guess you should, because why not? But like, if you can't handle it and it's frustrating to you, so then you don't have to stand with your feet together. If the guy behind you already started Shmona Esrei and you want to start now, so now we run into the issue of can you take your three steps back to start your Shmona Esrei? So why do we take three steps back?
Why are you letting go in front of
you? You're already there. I mean, you're already there. You were davening already. You're standing because you were davening there already. You're a little bit late on the davening. Not that you came in late for mincha. You're in shacharis and you're behind. And again, you should skip, as we know already. You're supposed to skip in order to start with the tzibur before, but you didn't do that. So now you're late already. And the guy behind you already started. You're standing because you don't want to sit in front of him, but you didn't start your Shmona Esrei. So can you take your three steps back to start your Shmona Esrei? So the Ramah says that at the beginning of Shmona Esrei, you should take three steps forward. That's the lashon of the Ramah. Is the Yesh Omrim Kshomid Lispala Yelech Lefanov Shalosh Psios Derech Tira V'Hagasha L'Davar Shetzarech Lasos. Take three steps forward. He does not mention anything about taking three steps back. Just take three steps forward, because you're supposed to step into your Shmona Esrei. I'm coming to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking three steps forward. The Shulchan Shlomo says the reason we take three steps back is because really the halacha is you're supposed to daven in front of a wall. So if you're davening in front of a wall, so you can't take three steps forward because the wall's in the way. The only practical way to take three steps forward is if you take three steps back. And that's true with a lot of situations. You're davening in front of a table, so you can't take three steps forward. So there's a table in the way. So you take three steps back first. So this Shiloh was asked to the Rivos Ephraim, can I take my three steps back if the guy behind me started already? And he said this. He said the Minhag Olam take three steps back first, but it's unclear why. So it's just a Minhag Ba'alma, and it's just a practical thing. So if that's the case, so then there's no reason for you to be allowed to take three steps back if the guy behind you already started. There's no reason. So you wouldn't be allowed to. He quotes a Kaf HaChaim who says that it's actually, there is a source for taking three steps back, that it's Midin Hachna. First you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're amazing, and now I'm coming to daven to you. So if that's Tzorech HaTzvila, so then he says maybe you would be allowed to take the three steps back in that situation. But Lamaisa, he says that you should not take three steps back in that situation. But if you're just starting a little bit after him, so then that's the kind of Shiloh that we get with Tefillah B'Tzibur. Is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur if I start 30 seconds after everyone else? I don't know, do you have to be medatic that you start at the exact time, like people who watch the clock at Nate's because they want to start at the exact second of Nate's? So Rabbi Sefraim says it doesn't have to be the exact time. If you stood up 5 seconds after him, you're starting Shmona Esrei 5 seconds after him, so then you could take your three steps back. What's the shear? How long? He doesn't say, but he says you can't be mitzamtzem to make sure it's at the exact same time. So if you're just after him, it will be okay. The Orchos Rabbeinu says the stipend never took three steps back. He would only take three steps forward. So another one of those things that, you know, we always assumed. Of course, everyone does that. He says, no, there's no reason to do it. So he wouldn't do it. But again, for our sake, we definitely take those three steps back. That's the minug. But if there's a person behind you, so then Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says that since it's just a Maila Ba'alma, you would not be able to take the three steps back if the guy behind you has already started Shmona Esrei. Correct, it's like this. Or like this, depending on which you follow. But that's when you say, yeah. And it's the same thing with Kaddish also. People make that mistake with at the end of Kaddish also, of course. But it would be the same thing. Yeah. And some people also say, Osel Shemimam, Hu Yaseh Shalom, Aleinu Vol Kol Yisrael. But that's because of the, probably the Aleinu Vol Kol Yisrael, Vimiru. So it just goes together with that. So that's why people started doing it. But really it's, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, Vol Kol Yisrael, Vimiru Amim. So what kulas do potentially exist? So I was diving, where I dive in, the shul that I dive in on Shabbos, the guy behind me has a longer Shmona Esther than me. I'm fine with it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm allowed to learn when I'm waiting, so that's what I do. But he felt bad one time, so he said to me that his son, in the yeshiva that his son goes to, the Rosh Yeshiva told him that since nowadays we don't have kavana when we daven anyway, so it's okay to take 3 steps back in front of a person. So I said, he's an older man, and he's a pretty, you know, nice guy. I was like, how could you say you don't have kavana? I see the way you daven. Come on. He's like, no, I don't have kavana. I thought that was silly, but then that was the one thing that I did look at in this Sefer Dalet Amos Shel Tefillah, where he brings this kula from the Orchos Chaim Sapinka, who writes in the name of the Sefer Ma'orei Or, that Rov people don't pay attention when they're davening anyway. And Rov the people who do pay attention have their eyes closed, and there's a Tzad L'Hakel, if they have their eyes closed, that you'd be able to walk in front of them. So you put it together, and maybe it'll be okay. And the Marsham and Das Torah also suggests the reason it's okay to walk in front of a child is since children don't really have kavana anyway, so then it's probably okay. But it's, most posting don't go with this. And how someone else on it was Sefer She'elas Rav of Chaim Kanievsky, where he just gives his cane and low answers. So someone asked him, you know, if the person behind me doesn't have kavana, am I able to take 3 steps back? And he gives a longer answer where he says, like, only if you're sure that he doesn't have kavana. Now, how do you know whether someone has kavana or not? Not really sure. As we probably know from ourselves, it could look like you have the most kavana in the world, but really you're thinking about, you know, like the joke of, you know, I need to say Tfilas Aderech before I start and Birkas HaGomel after I finish that. So, you know. So we really shouldn't rely on this. But this is what the Sefer Dalet Amos Shel Tefillah uses this to try to be melamed zechus on those who aren't makben on this halacha, that people probably don't have necessarily kavana anyway, but better not to rely on that. Another heter that they come up with that Shlomo Zalman Rovach is very unhappy about is some say that the Tefillah Kehilchus actually says this in the footnote, that if you're waiting to take 3 steps back and it's bothering the person behind you, he's like annoyed. He sees you. Why does he see you if he's paying attention? If he has kavana, I don't know. They say like you know, you feel like someone is looking at you. So he's davening, and I keep on checking, and he's getting annoyed that I keep on checking. So then I'd be able to take 3 steps back in that situation because I'm staring the guy behind me. It's bothering him. So that's Tefillah Kehilchus quotes this. Shlomo Zalman Rovach says, no way. And he says, with these svaras, in the footnote in Halicha Shlomo, it says, with these kind of svaras, you're going to uproot the halacha entirely, because that applies to everyone. No one likes having people checking on them the entire time. And you know, you can't uproot halachas. And he says, especially a halacha like this, which is so weak that people aren't mocking on it, even Yarei Shamayim, so we shouldn't look for heterim. So he's very, very unhappy with this halacha. With this Tzad L'Hakel, but some people do try and use it. The one time that we do use is with the Rav, you know, they'll sometimes, the poskim brought this down, that sometimes the Rav of the Shul, if they're waiting for him, and he's getting, you know, annoyed that they're waiting for him, and he's trying to wave them on, but they won't go, so then he'd be allowed to take 3 steps back if the guy behind him is still davening Shmoneh Esrei, if they don't realize. I remember Rav Schechter never says Elokai Netzor, because he always feels like they're waiting for him for Chazar Sashat, so he shortens the Shmoneh Esrei and just doesn't say L'Kayim Netzor for the same reason. Yeah? Well, no, I'm saying the reason that you would be in that, even though the Shechina's there, you'd be allowed to in this situation, that overrides the fact that the Shechina's there, this thing that you're staring him and the Tircha Ditzibura or whatever it is, I don't know, the Tircha that you're having on his tefillah would override the fact that the Shechina's still there. Yeah. But somehow this would override that. Yeah. I don't know what the tzad is, but that's what he brought. Two more points. One is that the one time that everyone agrees that you can walk by someone is if they're in the hall, you know, if they're in the aisle and they're Davi Shmona Esrei, which happens very often when people come in late and they'll just block up that entire thing. So Shlomo Zalman Rovach quotes from Arsham, he says that it's like a grave in Rishus HaRabim that's blocking people, that you're allowed to remove it. So he says, you know, you can walk in front of this person. He uses the language of Ein Adam Osar Davar She'Eino Shelo, that he's making that usher, area usher to you to walk by. He's not able to do that. And just to go along with this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes when he's discussing these halachas and saying people aren't makben on it, so he throws in, and here's another halacha that people aren't makben on when it comes to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. They take their 3 steps back, they bow, and you're supposed to stand and wait for Kedusha in order to take your 3 steps forward. And he says, for some reason, even Yari Shamayim aren't makben on this. And they wait Dalet Amos maybe, but then they take 3 steps forward. So that works by Mar where there's no Kedusha, but he says, and Chazar Sashas, but he says, you know, it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to wait, and if you go up early, so it looks like you're running away. So again, if you have something to tend to, is a, you know, it's a Shas Adchak, or you have to go to the bathroom, or your kid is crying, or one of these things that, you know, would for sure allow you to go out, so then you'd be allowed to wait Dalet Amos and then walk forward, but otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to. So what we touched on, some halachas that aren't, we're not so aware of the proper way of ending your Shemoneh Esrei, of bowing or not bowing. And if you want to, you know, I'm not telling you to change the Minhag Olam, but it's definitely fascinating to me that the Minhag Olam is not based off of Shulchan Aruch at all. And then how you'd be able to take the 3 steps back diagonally if there's no room. Try to avoid taking small steps because according to some, those aren't called steps at all. And when you'd be allowed to take 3 steps back if the person behind you is davening, and to be aware that taking 3 steps forward when the person behind you is taking 3 steps back to start your Shemoneh Esrei is going to be problematic according to most.